This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder that after the news at noon, Todd Alba will continue his road trip across Wisconsin, What Makes Wisconsin Great, along with Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project, and Reed Galen will be there as well. So join Todd today from noon to 2 p.m. as they wrap up their across-the-state tour.
And then we're going to see him next week.
We're going to see him next week, Tuesday night. We will have all kinds of election coverage starting across the network at 6 p.m. So we're all going to be hunkered down in Madison for a couple of days. And it's going to be a really great evening. We have fabulous guests lined up.
Yeah.
And we'll just keep you posted as results start to come in. So join us for that Tuesday. I know, deep breath.
Four days left.
Tuesday starting at 6 o'clock. It is 11:52. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, janesays@civicmedia.us. This shouldn't be a thing. Great cheese escapade.
Get it? Great cheese edition.
G-R-A-T-E.
Get it?
Nice.
We're comic geniuses here.
What's going on?
So, and it's taking everything not to do a British accent right now, a real harumphy one, but the British artisanal cheese community is reeling from what's being called the great or great cheese heist of 2024 after imposters stole tens of thousands of pounds, weight-wise, of high-value cheddar from a major distributor.
Ouch.
London-based retailer and cheesemaker Niels Yard Dairy. They are the victim of, quote, this is true, victim of a sophisticated fraud resulting in the loss of over 300,000 pounds money worth of cloth-bound cheddar, the equivalent of $389,000 worth of cheese.
How much?
$389,000 worth of cheese. And none of them are in, like, sliced up in singles. So what are we doing here, people?
There's criminal gangs involved with cheese?
Oh, yes. They're very sophisticated. They have bowler hats and little mustaches.
That absolutely should not be.
No, it should not be a thing. And also, I feel like, that's just me, if you are handling items of such high value, it needs to be, like, better security then. Because if they got away with $400,000 worth of cheese, imagine how much is left. Lots. It involved a fraudulent buyer posing as a legitimate wholesale distributor from a major French retailer. Man, this is a movie. This is going to be a movie.
Oh, absolutely.
With the cheese delivered before the discovery of the fraudulent identity. I mean, seriously, this is Ocean's 11, but for cheese.
I was just going to say that. Ocean's fromage.
Ocean's au fromage.
Oh yes.
The thieves made off with 900, and what I love are the numbers. 950 wheels over 22 metric tons, or roughly 48,500 pounds of Hafod, Westcombe, and Pitchfork cheddar.
Wow.
Yeah, that's no one should steal.
We're not
advocating for theft. We're not advocating for creamery in a creamery. What we will say is this is the most hilarious one we've done so far. This is the most hilarious heist of 2024.
They got away. They're still on the run.
Exactly.
They're still on the run.
The police are looking for 5 to 7 really bound up men. We're like,
Hopefully we'll be able to have a complete the circle. If and when these criminals are taken into custody. We'll have an update for you at that point. It's 11:56. That was today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Greg Bach. Next week, coming up on Monday, we're going to have a very busy show. Alexander Vindman is going to return.
Yes.
If you remember, he was very instrumental. He testified in the first impeachment trial of the former president, and he was there when Donald Trump made the call to Ukraine, essentially saying, yeah, you want the aid you promised me? Well, I need you to do me a favor. Alexander Vindman will be here to talk about what a second Trump term could mean, especially on the global stage and our relationships with our allies and just how important that is.
Yeah.
Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University. Wonderful, wonderful guy.
So excited.
Derek's going to come into the studio and join us on Tuesday, on Monday rather. And then Tuesday, retired Major General Randy Manner is going to be back from National Security Leaders for America. Again, talking about what a second Trump term could mean, not just for America, but for the global world order.
We're going to keep talking about this even after the election because it's information that's always going to be important to all of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Enjoy the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Make time to make a little time for yourself. Put down the phone. Go outside.
Go for a walk.
Go for a walk. Touch some grass. Take care of yourself. And stay close, for the news is coming up next, followed by the one and only Todd Alba Show. Thank you so very much, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend. You get the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you on Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.